Here are some tips for ensuring you submit a complete application. Use the information on the bill, contract, or service order that you're uploading in RHC Connect to enter the data required in the FCC Form 466. Be sure to submit all of the required documentation listed on the submission checklist. Program rules require that you have all required documentation on hand at the time of submission. It can also be helpful to submit a cover letter with your Form 466 to explain the nuances of what you're requesting. Include exactly where a reviewer can find the information entered on the form, including which document and the page number. In this example, the 20 meg Ethernet circuit referenced is on page 5 of the invoice. It's also helpful if you annotate all submitted documentation to highlight where we can find the information. USAC cannot reach out to the service provider on your behalf, so please remember to reach out to your service provider to get any information that doesn't clearly appear on the submitted documents. Here's an example of a marked-up invoice. All of the data that will be entered into the FCC Form 466 has been highlighted. The information is clearly marked so a reviewer can easily confirm what's entered in the Form 466. Select Next to continue to a guide to completing the FCC Form 466 in RHC Connect.